الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
I saw Allah, nothing but Allah. That is the beginning of Bismillah. That is for taqwa, the wearing of Allah. And that is for thawab, a reward. That is for Jannah, the garden of paradise. That is for Hajj, the blessed pilgrimage. That is for Khatim, the seal of the prophethood given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is for Deen, Al-Islam, religion with Allah since time began. That is for Dhikr, remembering Allah, and rise for the month of Ramadan. Oh, Ramadan. That is for Zakah, to cure our greed, when we give our money to those in need. That is for Salamun Alaikum. Peace be with you, wa alaykum as-salam. Shaz for Shams, the shining sun, which Allah placed for everyone. And Saiz for Salah, for when we pray, facing Him. Every day facing Him, till we meet our Lord. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Da'is for duha, the morning light, the sun has turned from red to white. Da'is for tariq, a path to walk upon. And La is for Dhil, a shadow. And Ah is for Ilm, the thing to know, to make our knowledge grow in Islam. Gha is for Ghaib, a world unseen, and that we know is not a dream. And Fa is for the opening Al-Fatiha. And Qaf, the Qur'an, the book of God. And Kaf is for Kalima, a word we're taught to teach us what is good and what is not. And La is for the beginning of La ilaha illallah. Ma is for the messenger Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Nas for Naum, the sleep God gave to give us rest after the day. Has for the Hijrah, the journey that the Prophet made. And Wafudu, before we pray, to help us wash our sins away. And Ya, for Yawmiddin. Allah, there's only one God, and Muhammad is His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Jesus was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Moses was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Abraham was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and Noah was His messenger. Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allah, there's only one God, and He created Adam, and we are the children of Adam. Allah, la ilaha illallah.
الكوثر For me to drink, water juice and roses, we drink. لبيك الله نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير with the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين we are together here in the blessed month of Ramadan and we are together for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى a very very warm welcome to all of you and أهلا وسهلا مرحبا بكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته may Allah سبحانه وتعالى peace His mercy and His blessings be upon you all. If you are feeling happy and healthy and excited to be here, then go ahead and type one that tells us that Alhamdulillah, life is full of blessings. It's full of ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us grateful for all the wonderful things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us. And go ahead, type one blessing you're really thankful for at this very moment, at this time, or in particular, in this 1 minute. What is something that you are really, really, your heart feels a lot of gratitude for, right? Alhamdulillah. So go ahead and you can write that protection. Alhamdulillah. Nermeen, jazakallah khair, this class. Yes, that's so true. That's so relatable, right? That our the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we come here, we are able to sit together and meet again. And Allah is giving us healthy life that we are here together. It's a huge blessing, right? Alhamdulillah. So if you were able to give mom and dad a big tight hug, then go ahead and type one that yes, I was able to give mom a big tight hug. If you were not able to do that, then go ahead. I'll give you 30 seconds and do that and do that often. Okay. Even those who are going to be listening to the recording and inshallah benefiting from this, never ever lose an opportunity to show your gratitude to the loved one. Okay. Don't take any little gesture for granted. Okay. All right. So if they are, you know, busy right now, they are doing something, you can always slide a note, scribble something, write something. I love you, mom. Put a sticky note next to them. You can text, you know, those who are adults and their parents are far away, you can text them. Send them some flowers, right? Send them an emoji or something. But remember, being grateful increases blessings. And never underestimate even a small little gesture. Even if you have a little brother, little sister with you, give them a big tight squeeze hug and let them know that you love them, okay? Because these moments are very, very special, alhamdulillah. And we show our gratitude to the Creator by letting Him know that, yes, we are available. Allah, whatever you say, we are available for that. And means let's type our labay. 10 seconds to reset our intentions, why we are here, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our gathering, inshallah. All right, so mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your labeks in very high stature, inshallah. Okay, so alhamdulillah, today we are going to be learning another new surah, another surah so that you can recite in the Quran. How many of you benefited from the surahs that we have learned so far? And let's type what surahs we have done so far. Let's see if you remember which surahs we have done with meaning. And when you're reciting, and that's which you're reciting in your salah, Surah Fil, Surah Quraysh, Alhamdulillah, Surah Humaza, very good, mashallah. And Surah Takasur, Subhanallah. Excellent. And how many of you are able to enjoy them more in your salah now that you know the meanings, right? And is there any special dua that comes to your mind when you're making, you're saying these surahs, when you are saying them? Any specific point that you want to say again and again, and you feel like, you know, like, oh, this is so relatable. I want to do this. I want to really say this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Fatima, thank you so much for being here with us, right? Together we learn, together we grow, alhamdulillah. And we are so thankful to our teachers who taught us, right? Our parents, as the first and the first ones, our parents. Without them, nothing would have been possible, right? With the mercy of Allah. And then all the teachers who helped us learn in so much good way, alhamdulillah. Yes, mashallah. Excellent. So then we learn the treasures from Sirah. And how many of us are feeling that you know, listening to the stories of the seerah. We want to be like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We want to really walk like him, talk like him, be like him, right? Alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Never ever overwhelm yourself, okay? Just take one thing at a time, apply it in your life, and then move to the next one. So what one thing can we apply from today? Let's think. How about smiling, right? How about smiling? Can we be more smiley people from now onwards? How many of us think that we can be follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ by smiling? MashaAllah, I love the smile of Muhammad Hasib. He turned the camera on, I saw him, right? So alhamdulillah for the blessing of the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ, that we are able to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a role model and we are able to be like him, right? Alhamdulillah. And beautiful du'as that we are loading ourselves with, right? And it's time to show what you know. So when you are, you know, in a situation, then you are able to make dua, and that will show that what you know, right? Alhamdulillah. And the pillars of Iman today, we will complete with our last and final topic. And inshallah, next week will be our final week for this course. And we will see how strong believers you have become by your sharing, right? Yes, like I share that same sentiment, right? It feels like we feel so close and connected now that we feel so sad that, oh, you know what, really? Next week is going to be the last week, right? You want longer? Okay, so let's see. How many of us would like to continue our learning, right? And continue to learn and educate ourselves with the best of knowledge out there, the best of the extracts from the Quran, from the seerah, the du'as, and being as a strong believer, how to take it life, then go ahead and type one, okay? This will be recorded, and inshallah, we will look into it in our meetings and see, like, if we have so many lovely learners out there, then inshallah, we can design something to help us continue to learn and continue to benefit from each other's company, inshallah. Right? Alhamdulillah. And let's make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us together on khair here. Okay? Keep us bonded on khair here. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite us in the highest, highest levels of Jannah, inshallah. Right? And we be able to visit each other's palaces and houses and be able to see each other over there. Okay? Inshallah. So let's move to our Quran and let's open up our notes, and today is a very special surah, so take notes. And I want my smart learners like you, mashallah, to think. Okay, one thing is information. Yes, you have the word, you have the meaning, you know how to pronounce it, that's one part of it. But what is something that I am going to take away from this surah? Okay, when I am going to recite this surah, what is going to be the action item that I'm going to take? Okay, because knowledge demands action. So let's go with that mindset to this surah. Let's try to focus. Let's listen in carefully and let's take notes so that we can share with our families. I hope you have beautiful mosques that you have set up in your houses. I hope you have beautiful learning stations you have set up in your houses. So today you will be learning this and inshallah teaching to the rest of the family, right? Alhamdulillah. So which surah are we doing? Go ahead and type the surah name that we are doing in the chat box. And this is a really, really incredible surah with a lot of profound meaning, okay? Its name is coming from the first word in the surah itself. And it's not only just the name, it is also the title of its subject matter. So note down, friends, Barakallah Fi, this surah is Surah Al-Qariyah, okay? And anybody who is benefiting from this even from the audio later, let's go ahead and let's relax ourselves, push our computers, screens, devices a little bit farther. Just me and my notebook with me now, okay? And focus on this word, Al-Qariyah, okay? Qaf heavy and Ayn very light. Al-Qariyah. What is the meaning? The Qariyah means like the disaster. Okay, this surah is devoted to the subject of resurrection. Okay, it's like a calamity. It has a lot of meaning inside it. So let's recite it and let's collect lessons. And towards the end, you will share what were these few verses that we're going to do today, the first few verses that we're going to do today. What is it reminding you, or what is your takeaway, inshallah? So let's begin by saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. And we said we seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the rejected, right? So if you have taken that, you say this hour, you have taken protection, and when you say the tasmiyah, it will bring barakah in life, inshallah. So make an intention that no matter what I'm doing, I am going to say bismillah. I am going to set myself up for receiving barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And I will take protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most, whatever, no matter what I'm doing, inshallah. So verse number one. Al-Qari'ah. Your turn.
Al-Qari'ah.
Excellent. Very good, mashallah. The Qaf is a heavy letter, and you say the striking calamity. This Al basically means the. So there's something specific. There's a news coming up which is being told to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 2, Mal Qari'ah. Ma, what is Al Qari'ah, the striking calamity? What is the second verse? Let's put these two together and then you will say it. Al Qari'ah. Mal Qari'ah. Your turn.
Striking calamity. What is striking calamity?
Alhamdulillah. So, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked again. Notice how important this is. That third time we're going to be asked. Let's say this together. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِيَةُ. Your turn. Excellent. Very good, mashallah. Beautiful recitation, most of you. So this portion comes many times separately in the Quran as well. So wa means and, ma means what. Wama and what. Adraka. Dari basically means knowing something. Okay. So, you know what, when people will be put in their grave and the first questions they will be asked in the grave will be, who was your Lord? Who was your messenger? And what was your religion? So some of the people who don't know the answers, they will say, La Adri, I do not know. So it's the same word like Adri or Daraka, it's like knowing something. So Allah is saying, Wa ma adraka, what will make you know? Ma, what is Al-Qari'ah? Okay, so far we saw that the name of the surah is Al-Qari'ah, which means the striking calamity, which means like something shaking profoundly. Okay, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's amazing mercy that He is making us realize how important this is, that we need to know about it, that He's asking us three times, like Al-Qari'ah, Mal-Qari'ah, Wama Adraka Mal-Qari'ah. Are you ready for the answer? Then let's see the verse number 4. What is the answer? What is Al-Qari'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know about?
يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث.
Your turn.
No.
يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث.
ما شاء الله. I want you to pay some little more attention to the kasras. Some of you call them zair. So just pay more attention to them, make them more sharper. Okay, so yawma yakunu an-nasu kal-farashil mabthuth. So you're going to say kalfarash shil shil. Okay, you're not going to say shell shell, not like that sound. Okay, now let's look at the meaning. Yawma, the day. Yakunu, it's same word like kun fayakun. When Allah says be and it will be. So yakunu is will be. Annas, the mankind. Kalfarash. Kalfarash is like, you know, it has a meaning of farasha. Farash has a meaning of something which is spread out. This is like the moths. Okay? Moths is like a small insect. So I'm not asking you questions right now because so that you stay focused and not start typing, okay? Al-mabasoon and basa is like scattered. So already kalfarash has a meaning of like moths, but this makes it even more. Like they are so much scattered, right? And I want to show you how this is like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that this day, you know what's going to happen? The people, which includes me and you, we will be scattered. We will be so dispersed like moths. So to give you an understanding of how moths are, I'm going to show you a light. How many of you have, by the way, seen the moths? Go ahead and tell me. If you have seen moths, type 1. And if you have not seen moths at all, then type 2. No, I don't know what moths is. What is that? I don't know. So you can type, you know, whatever you have experienced. Okay. And you don't like. Okay. They are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Even the moths are a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they teach us a huge lesson. Yes, you are so right, Abdurrahim. MashaAllah. Okay, you don't know. So how many of us would like to see the moths? Can I show you some moths? Yes? Okay. All right. Then let's stay focused and let me show you how they will be scattered. Okay, let me see if I can show you quickly. There are moths, and this on this light. Okay, type 1 for me. If you can see the moths, then you just type 1. Okay, and that I'll know. So this is like a lighting here, and these moths are scattered. When there's a light source, these moths, they get attracted to it and they try to come to it. Okay, yeah, so this is like so incredible that they show up in so much numbers. Like you can't even count, like so many come in there, and it's like a swarm of moths. Now visualize myself and yourself on the day of judgment, right? And who is telling this to us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that on that day, annas, the mankind, which is me, which is you, which is our parents, our great-great grandparents, our family, our cousins, our nephews, our nieces, right? Yes, Musa, that's so true, subhanAllah. So this is like, they are all going to be spread out like moths. Those who are listening to me in the audio, in the recording, you can look up, go on Google and you can search moths. Do watch a documentary on moths and see why they are even mentioned in the Quran, subhanAllah. A smart believer does research. They do what? R-E-A-D. They read to succeed. And when they learn, they use that learning to benefit them. So visualize yourself. This day is coming, which is going to be a striking calamity. And we are all spread out. We are all dispersed like moths. Okay, now hold on to that part. We have more description coming in. So let's learn that description, right? Yes, Aman, Jazakallah khair for typing. Now everybody back with your pens and your notebooks, inshallah. Yes, read to succeed and research, okay? A believer is a very wise person and they research and they find out why Allah gave specifically the example of like a farash and al-mabthus, which are like scattered, subhanAllah, okay? So the next word, وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْإِحْنِ الْمَنْفُوشِ. Your turn. وَتَكُونُ, same word, like كُن فَيَكُون, and will be الْجِبَال, the mountain. It's like the wool, okay, which the wool, like, you know, sometimes you have those cozy, comfy blankets and they have those fillings inside there. So that's like that wool. المنفوش. المنفوش, which is like نفشة, is like, you know, when something is fluffed up. You might, some of you might have gone to some places where they build like teddy bears for you, right? They make like, they make like stuffed toys for you, stuffed animals for you, and you have seen that they have some wool inside, inside like a churning machine, and they keep it fluffing it, still fluffing it. Yes, you're also right. So you keep it flushing, they keep it fluffing it up, and then they fill it, stuff it inside the teddy bear, so it gives it like a fluff up thing. You might have seen your moms or, you know, your aunts, you know, like sometimes when it's about to start, the winter is about to start, or at the end of the winter, they take their blankets outside and they just like, you know, pat it so that it fluffs up back again and looks very nice, right? Alhamdulillah. So that's what it is like. So imagine our huge, gigantic mountains, right? Friends, mountains are small or are they big? What do you think? Mountain is a small thing? Or do you think mountain is a huge, big thing, right? Subhanallah. Next time you're next to a mountain, or maybe you already have a picture next to a mountain, look at yourself and look at the mountain. How big is a mountain? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that on that day, the mountains will fluff up like wool. You know, when I was little like you, there was one time an experiment which was happening in Pakistan, and they had like, they were testing like a certain warfare equipment that they had made. So they did an experiment on, I still remember that was a mountain of Chali where they had done this experiment. And when I saw that video footage, the mountain, all of a sudden when they pressed the button, the mountain just went up in the air as fluff. It just went up in the air like scattered things, right? Subhanallah. So this one here is like the mountains will be even fluffed up. So now imagine ourselves, what's going to be our situation, right? It can be very, very scary. It can be, yes. So it's really interesting what you will see on that day, that this gigantic, big mountains, they are just like wool fluffed up. Who can do that, right? Can we fluff up a mountain? Do you think we, like a small nature that we have? Maybe to a certain portion, right? But Allah can, subhanAllah. That's so true. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can. So inshallah, we are going to stop at this particular verse today. So you have a very good visualization now. Let's recite one time together, and then it will be time for you to share your lesson. Okay, what are you feeling right now? And we will see what will happen with us on that day. Then after this whole situation, somebody who has more good deeds, what are they going to end up? And who have less good deeds, what's going to happen? That thing we're going to cover tomorrow. So let's recite one time and then be ready to share. What do you feel?
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Al-Qari'ah. ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش.
سبحان الله. You are so right, Fatima Zena, what you wrote here. I was feeling the same, and I was just citing this, that I will need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help on that day. Nobody, no other moth, nobody else would be able to help me, right? So go ahead, you can start writing your reflection, what you have learned. If you want, you can go ahead and type here also, and then I can type your reflections here. But no scribbling on the board now, right? This is our second last week. Most of you know how to deal with it. I will need Allah's help on that day. This is what I feel when everybody is scattered. I feel that I need so much Allah's help on that day, right? Go ahead, you guys can type, or you can, your annotators open. No, tomorrow is not going to be our last class. Our last class is going to be next week, okay? And if you want to raise hands, I can take your, you know, sharings too. If you want to show me on the screen what you have written on your notebooks, you can turn the cameras on, however you are comfortable, right? MashaAllah, this is so beautiful. Allah's help is always near, but from Al-Qari'ah, what are you getting, right? Alhamdulillah. So anybody writing stuff and all these things, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you, and may those sitting next to you can help you. Of course, we are noting down your name, right? So please don't write things like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what, shaitan is even closed in this month. So it's, you really need to self-check, who is whispering in my mind to scribble right now? Or what am I doing? You know, what am I doing? So please, let's focus. And I will have to Google Sheets, okay? And we are not alone. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will help us if we try. And seek Allah's help to be successful on the Day of Judgment. Very good. Excellent. MashaAllah. Beautiful learnings. Excellent lessons. And all those who were very good. Abdul Rahim, Surah Al-Qariyah teaches us to fear the Day of Judgment. Excellent. MashaAllah. So proud of your learning. Zulkarnain, go ahead. What did you learn?
I just had a question. Was Surah Quraysh a Makki Surah or Madani?
Okay, I'm going to ask you that and you're going to research and tell me, okay? Thursday class, Zulkarnain, I'm going to ask you. Okay? Do you think you can find that out?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I will ask you, inshallah, on Thursday. All right. Nermeen Fatima, Surah Qariyah lessons.
I learned that we should be prepared for the Day of Judgment.
MashaAllah, you took away the crux of this, right? And that's what I was about to ask all the friends before we go for the Seerah session. And that is, do you think we need to prepare for the Day of Judgment? Type 1, yes. Oh no, I'm too busy, you know, preparing for my birthday, the anniversary day, the special day, Mother's Day, Father's Day. I don't need to prepare for the Judgment Day. So that is option number 2, right? So subhanAllah, let's see, mashaAllah, most of you can visualize that this day is going to be intense. So you see my board right now, some people will be coming with a lot of good deeds, some people will realize, uh-oh, we had an opportunity to do some good, but we just wasted, right? Our actions ended up just like scribbles or useless marks in this world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are going to add value addition to the world, and they are not going to waste the opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, inshallah. We will talk more about it once we come back from our wonderful seerah session and our dua session. So inshallah, Aman, hold on to your thoughts. Once I come back, then I will listen from you, okay? So inshallah, let's move to the seerah. And just like the Prophet ﷺ, you're going to do your best and leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and going to make beautiful, beautiful notes, right? How many of us can take amazing notes and share your learning when you come back from the teachers, inshallah? Type 1 if you're going to make beautiful notes and share your learning, right? Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fi, inshallah. Jazakallah khair, Sister Shaheen. Inshallah, we will look forward to learning from you.
وإياك خيرا كثيرا الحمد لله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you, dear kids? And once again, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sister Javeria, جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا to all of you.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ما شاء الله, what an intense learning session of Surah Al-Qari'ah, right? We have to be. Do you guys remember the tagline we did last time? Are we supposed to be scared? What do we say? Don't be. Don't be scared and be prepared, right? Yes, very good. Don't be scared, be prepared. And a believer always, always is prepared. Alhamdulillah. So don't be scared, be prepared. Inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us enough time, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the humiliation on that day when those who do not obey in this world will be humiliated. Alhamdulillah. So let's come to our seerah session. We will start with our du'as. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi yassir wa la tu'assir wa tammim bil khair. And yes, Zasha, and there was one more who wrote it, that this class is the best. And exactly, to be honest, even I can't wait for it to start. Sometimes I'm there waiting in the waiting room even before the meeting is started because I'm so excited. So I hope you guys are excited too. Alhamdulillah. Okay, what do we say when we take the name of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yes, Burhan, jazakallahu khairan kaseera for asking. Alhamdulillah, with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm doing well. Yes. Peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's all together say one durood for our beloved Prophet, send peace and blessings upon him. Try to make it very short. Just maybe, Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Okay, so I'm going to unmute, and we all will say together, on your mark.
Allahumma salli wa sallim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala
okay, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Good job. Okay, so yeah, last week we did. Okay, there is someone's mic still unmuted. Okay. So last week we did some amazing lessons. And do you guys remember what stories we did last week? Yes, anyone remembers what story we did last week? Yes? Story of Isra and Mi'raj. Okay. Okay, let's do a quick trivia. Let's see who remembers what. Isra and Mi'raj is a famous incident of Mashallah. I like how everyone is writing about that. The night journey, Burak. Mashallah. So you all had interesting facts about Isra and Mi'raj. Okay, so let's do a quick trivia. Are you guys ready? Type one if you guys are ready. Alhamdulillah. I like the positive energy that you guys show. It gives me energy too. Uh-oh, Zainab and Mustafa, you guys get ready too. Okay, what was the event called when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his companions were ignored by the community? What was it called? When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, boycott. Excellent, Mustafa. Yes, that's the boycott, Ahmad. And what is the meaning of boycott, by the way? Yes, what's the meaning of boycott? Cut off. Yes, cut off the ties. Ignore someone. You pretend they just don't exist. And why did the kuffar actually send them for a boycott? Lockdown. Okay. Why did the kuffar actually send them for boycott? Because the believers used to believe in one and only Allah. Very good, Zasha. They didn't want them to preach about Islam. Very good, Samia. To tease them, okay, because of Islam, okay, alhamdulillah, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happened to the wife and uncle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the boycott? They both passed away, they both died. By the way, how long was the boycott? How long was 3 years, excellent. And how did Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam react? Upon after his wife, he was sad. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do for him when he was sad? Gift, okay, miracle, very good, Yusuf. Sad, okay, and gave him the night journey, the journey of Isra Mi'raj. Mashallah. Okay, so what is the meaning of Isra? What is Isra? He took it to Masjid in Jerusalem, land, okay. What was Isra journey, land journey. Very good. This land journey happened from? I think I should do the rapid fire round. Land journey happened from? Yes, it happened on earth. It happened in the land, but from where? Isra happened from where to where? That's the confusion. Okay, Samia from Makkah. Very good, Zaid. Makkah to Jerusalem. And what was that name of the mosque in Jerusalem? Al-Aqsa. Very good, Michelle. From Makkah to Al-Aqsa. And what was the journey of Mi'raj? What was the journey of Mi'raj? Aqsa to heaven. Masjid Al-Aqsa to heaven. And who came to receive him? Who came to receive Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Jibreel alayhi salam. And what did he bring? Barak, mashallah. Are you guys excited to see how does the Barak look? What would that have been like just from this world to the here, to the heavens in just a couple of minutes? And how would that be? How would he be flying on Barak, right? So let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, in Jannah, we all are sitting together and watching this on the huge, huge screen live. We can request that, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to let this happen for us and we can see it live, inshallah, inshallah. Okay, and then the last part was that what was the gift that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got? MashaAllah, Aman, Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted Salah, the 5 daily prayers. And are we enjoying our gift, by the way, in the month of Ramadan especially? Yes? Alhamdulillah. Okay, so let's come to today's session. It's a very interesting, it's a very short story, but it's a very interesting story. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peacemaker. Now tell me who remembers what were the 2 titles given to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the people of Makkah before he became Prophet. Remember, he was friendly, Sadiq, very good, Narmin, and trustworthy, very good, Sadiq and Al-Amin. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sadiq al-Amin. Now here we see him that he was a peacemaker. What is the meaning of peace? That's fine, no need to be sorry. Rest, okay. No war, okay. Peace is peace, okay. Causes no trouble. Very good. Causes no trouble is a very close answer. So let's see, who is a peacemaker? The one who tries to establish peace among the people is called a peacemaker. No violence, okay? And why was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the peacemaker? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him wisdom. So for a while now, I'm gonna close off the chat so that you guys can focus and take few points. And then we can talk about it later. So why was Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called peacemaker? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him great wisdom. He didn't like fighting. He always tried to maintain peace amongst the people. He hated wars and disputes. Hence, they called him a peacemaker. He was a very positive mentality person. He didn't like any fights, arguments, negativity, tension, stress. He liked to be happy and make people around him happy and comfortable. We have done this before. This is a very famous incident from the life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this incident actually happened before Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the Prophet. And that was the time when he was known what? Like you all said, he was known as Sadiq and Al-Amin. So the people of the town would ask him to help them solve their arguments. They know he would be always fair and just. People of Makkah, before he became the Prophet, knew that he would not do cheating to anyone. He would not take sides. Just because someone is a family or relative or friend or something, he would not take their part even if they are wrong. And what happened? When did this story particularly happen? This happened when the Kaaba was severely damaged by rain and flood. The tribe of Quraysh worked long and hard to fix the Kaaba. It was severely damaged. Now imagine there's all those who would know how does hurricane and Katrina and all those things work. It causes severe damage. It causes flood. That causes severe damage. And so that was the time before he became Prophet. There was very severe rain and it caused flood and the Kaaba was damaged. The Quraysh tried to repair it. But when the work was done, if we remember, there's a stone placed in Kaaba, right? There's a stone placed in Kaaba and that stone is called Al-Hijrul Aswad and it's a very special stone. It came specially from Jannah. It's part of Jannah. The stone came to this world from Jannah. May Allah give us the time and tawfiq to someday learn about the story of Al-Hajr al-Aswad sometime in details, inshallah. So when the Kaaba reconstruction was done and when the work was complete, the Quraysh was what? Different tribes in one community, like how we can say today that different families living in one community, right? So that time it was Quraysh, it was tribes. And those tribes, what did happen? They started arguing that who is going to place the black stone back in the Kaaba. The black stone was a very special auspicious stone. It is still a very special auspicious stone. And so what happened? The one who gets to lift it and put it is obviously a very special chosen person. And so when this spot came, everyone started arguing, saying, I would like to do it. I would want to do it. My tribe will do it. My leader will do it. And so it's just one stone. And it's a small stone. It doesn't need so many people to lift it. Just one person can probably lift it and fit it in the wall. So who would that one person be? They were not able to decide. They were not able to come to a common point. And so what did they do? The tribes were really angry at each other. Obviously, it caused distress because one tribe will say, my person will do. The other one would say, no, my person will do. The third one would say, no, we have a very great scholar and he will do. And the fourth one would say, no way. We are much better than you and we will do. So no one would come on a common point. And the tribe then suggested that they should wait for the next person who comes to Kaaba. Like they waited in the Kaaba in like what we call Haram right now. They waited and one of the smart person gave the idea, okay, let the first person who's going to walk in tell us who's going to put the stone in the wall, the Hajrul Aswad in the Kaaba. And this was a very smart decision and it was a very smart suggestion. But it could have gone wrong also. But it was the hikmah, it was the wisdom given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it happened that young Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the next person that came to Kaaba. Everyone was happy to see him. Why were they happy to see him? They were happy to see him because they knew Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fair and just. He would never do cheating and he would give a very wise decision. And so they trusted his decision. So with happiness and with eagerness, what did they do? They all started shouting. And what would they have said? Any guesses? Let me open your chat for a second and see. Yes, your chat is open. So any guess what would the people of Makkah have shouted in happiness and excitement? Your chat is open. So if anyone wants to say, he would do it. Okay. What else? Sadiq? A Sadiq? Okay. You're close, Asha. They would have been like, let's go, okay, it's great. You don't know Yasin, okay. Sadiq, okay. Nimra, that's close. Yeah, he's here. Okay. Okay, so can you put the stone back? Okay, that's good guess. So let me log back the chat and let's see, what did they shout? They actually, out of happiness, shouted, As-Sadiq is coming, Al-Amin is coming. Why? They were happy that he is truthful, he is honest, he is fair, and so he would be just. And so they told Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the problem and asked him to solve it. So what did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He took a little bit time to think of a solution and then he asked for a large piece of strong cloth. Like imagine this hammock that we see in the image. He asked them to get a large piece of cloth and then what did he do? He spread the cloth on the ground next to Kaaba. And he picked and kept the black stone, the Hajrul Aswad, in the middle of the cloth. And then what did he say? He asked all the tribe leaders to come and lift the cloth. Like all four leaders come and they lift one of the edge. So what happened? Together, all leaders lifted the cloth with the black stone and then they went all the way very close to the wall of Kaaba. And then what happened? Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked the black stone. He actually lifted it with his own hands and carefully placed it into the wall of Kaaba. It was a very smart solution, right? It was indeed a very thought-provoking solution that no one was angry anymore. Everyone got a chance to lift the stone to the Kaaba. And in the end, what happened? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the chosen one that he was able to put it in the wall. And everyone was happy that they got a chance to help place the Al-Hajrul Aswad in the Kaaba and in his place, and no one was left out. He made sure that everyone together worked it as a team. He made sure no one is left out when they are doing a teamwork. And it was simple and fair solution, but only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to think about it. And he wanted all the people to live in peace with each other. It's an interesting story. It's a very small, sweet, but it's a very thought-provoking story. And who got the idea of doing it? Only Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Your chat is open, and I would want you all to write, or maybe you can raise your hand and say one point at least, so that we can see what lessons did you guys learn before we share the lessons learned on the next slide. Okay, Fatima is ready. And meanwhile, everyone else, please keep typing. I will read your comments as well. Okay, Fatima, I understand. Don't fight, okay? Yes, go ahead.
Not to fight.
Sorry, your voice was quite breaking. I was not able to hear you clearly. Let's see. Okay, Burhan, there you go. I think Burhan, I didn't see you. I saw your hand, but now it's not there. Okay, Aman, go ahead.
You should always be fair and like think about like what, like put yourself in everyone's shoes. Like don't just think about one person, think about what the other person's gonna feel.
Very nice. MashaAllah, always put yourself in other person's shoes. Mena says accept whatever Allah tells us and don't question it. And he was fair and trustworthy. He was fair, be nice. Okay, and yes, Burhan, there you go again. Go ahead.
Do not fight.
Do not fight. Very good, MashaAllah.
Be fair.
Yes. Okay, do not fight and be fair. What else? Who else is there? Narmin, Fatima, Alhamdulillah. You already got the chance, so let me see if we can fit someone else. Okay, Michelle, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that you shouldn't fight. Always care about others.
Okay, MashaAllah. So start making peace in your family, Zasha says. Very nice. Laika says, be fair and just. And Abdul Hamid says, don't only think of yourself, think of others too. MashaAllah, I'm really impressed by the ideas you guys are getting, that you guys learned a lesson. I wish we had time to go through everyone and listen from them, but SubhanAllah. So just few points that we thought it could benefit us was, don't be a troublemaker. Okay, first of all, don't be a troublemaker. Try to be the solution. Be cooperative and help others. Learn to resolve problems. Okay, think, what would it be? How can it be? Like many of you said, put yourself into their shoes. Do not create problems for others. Very good, Narmeen. Michelle says, spread peace and not, and Dania says, spread peace and not corruption. Very nice. And try to establish unity by establishing peace. So Alhamdulillah, these were a few points, but my favorite one was, don't be a troublemaker. Okay, always try to be positive, try to be cooperative, and try to adjust. Okay, no matter what, I remember the example of someone who gave once that, be like water. No matter what shape you are put in, you adapt that shape, right? So if you are put it into a glass, you adapt the shape of a glass. If it's a bowl, you adapt the shape of a bowl, and so on. So always try to be cooperative and don't be a troublemaker. And one last thing, I wanted to do a small case study with you and see how you guys react. And that should take just a minute. I see Sister Aisha is also ready, Alhamdulillah. And you have two friends named Musa and Harun. Musa lended his math book to Harun to make up some of his missed notes. Okay? And what happened was Harun accidentally tore the book. Musa was very upset and angry at Harun. But on the other end, Harun said he didn't mean to do it. It was just an accident. So now both Musa and Harun ended up in argument and the matter came to you. What would you guys do? You have 30 seconds to type. Quickly, let's see. You have 30 seconds to type. What would you do? Harun said, I didn't intentionally tore it. It was an accident. But at the same time, Musa is upset. His book is torn. So let me see what you guys come up with. I would try and help him fix the book. Very good. I would forgive him. Harun could say sorry and help him remake the notes. MashaAllah. It's okay. Say sorry. I would talk to Musa and say that Harun didn't mean to. But I would also tell Harun to be careful next time. Very good. Ask Allah for forgiveness. MashaAllah. Very nice. Say sorry. Okay. Very good, Burhan. And be patient. Excellent. Try to tape the book because tape works. Very nice. So I would take the tip of tape and then be a sellotape in our real life also, that we tag people along when they are falling apart. I would buy a new book and helping make the new notes again. Excellent. MashaAllah. I'm really proud of you guys. You guys are an amazing batch of students and it's so interesting. I don't know what I'll do the week after next. I'm really going to miss you all. And Sister Aisha is also here and I'm sure Ahmed Mustafa is also with her. So let's continue with our next session. Let's go to the dua session. And Bismillah, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sister Aisha and Sister and Ahmed Mustafa.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to everyone, all of you. How are you all doing? Ready for the new dua today? No, this is not the last week. So you've got one more week to go, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Are you enjoying all the blessings that you have right now? Is there anything that has changed in your life? Before Corona and during Corona, any comments? The chat is open. Everything is the same? Like, yeah, school, you're not going to school. That's different. What about food and the things that you like to eat on iftar and all of that? Does your mother also still makes all that good stuff for you guys on iftar time? SubhanAllah. Hand sanitizer. Yeah. But if I were to ask you overall, are you happy with your life? What would be your answer? Are you happy with your life? Are you thankful? Why are you thankful? What makes you feel that you're thankful? Thankful for everything. Thankful for having parents. Thankful that you're not starving. Alhamdulillah. What else? Especially when you hear about people in Kashmir in lockdown and you hear about the people in Syria, in Yemen, in different parts of the world. SubhanAllah. You're a Muslim and you're healthy. Beautiful. You're thankful that you're a Muslim and you're healthy and you have a shelter. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Isn't all these things a blessing? Right? It is a blessing. And then when we see people who are actually afflicted, you must have seen images and you must have known about people who are doing, and especially during this corona, I'm sure, maybe, you may have heard about someone that is, you know, that has the disease right now or is not doing well, or maybe some of them are, inshallah, hopefully none of them is in the hospital, but maybe, you know, someone is in the hospital during this time because of corona, or passed away, as Abdul Hamid is saying, or passed away, subhanallah. But when you see yourself in your home, in peace, being protected, remember all those du'as that we read as well, right? We read all those beautiful du'as and of protection and all that. And then how blessed do you feel that Allah, it's only Allah, that Allah has chosen you not to give you any harm. And of course, your angels, which are with you all the time. Isn't that an amazing thing? Have you ever noticed anyone, you know, like one day when this thing happened, I got distracted for a minute. So it happened once that I was driving on a highway. And so I was on a highway, my mom was sitting next to me. Oh, your grandfather is showing my sentence, inshallah. Muhammad Habib, please make the dua for your grandfather. Remember the duas that we did initially? Inshallah. Don't forget to make those duas for your grandfather, inshallah. May Allah give him shifa. Yes, jazakum Allah khair. So once I was driving on the highway and all of a sudden, it was a turn. And as I was about to make a turn, I did not know that I have to make a turn. But, and there was a wall right in front of me. So I could have just hit the wall and, you know, done, like gone. But subhanAllah, I actually felt somebody literally turning my steering wheel. Literally turning my steering wheel. And it was a turn. It was only then I realized that, oh, it was a turn. And I did not know because somebody literally picked my hand and moved the steering wheel. And subhanAllah, at that time, I was so thankful. And I was so thankful that I did my morning askar and I did my evening askar. So whenever I would leave the house, I would say my dua. And of course, and you know, these are situations because angels are with you as well and Allah protects you. But sometimes you see someone, you know, that you get, you know, away with it, but someone else gets hit. For example, you will see a car going by and then you just pass by, but that car, subhanAllah, somehow hits somebody else. And it also happens sometimes. Again, when I'm driving, I would see an accident and somebody's in an accident. And all of a sudden, we will make a dua. And so today, inshallah, I will share that beautiful dua with you all, that if you see someone in affliction, like in any kind of distress, in any kind of a problem, and then you look at yourself and you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah has protected me. I am not that in that situation. You must have heard about tsunamis and, you know, about different tornadoes, people getting homeless and all that. But subhanAllah, when you look at yourself and you're like, Alhamdulillah, I am safe in my house. I have such good family. I've got my parents with me. I've got my siblings with me. I've got my loved ones with me. Yeah. So I've got my loved one with me and all of them. And then you're so thankful. And then these are the times when we see, you know, anyone else in distress. There's a beautiful dua that we're going to learn today that we should say and appreciate what Allah has given us. May I go to this next slide, please, inshallah? If we can have the next slide. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the dua. Let's do the dua together, inshallah. And try to memorize it. And if and once you memorize, please share this dua with others as well. So let's make the dua. Subhanakallahumma. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-Azim. Ahmed Mustafa, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Can you read the dua, please?
الحمد لله الذي عافاني مما ابتلك به وفضلني عليك على كثير ممن خلق تفصيلا.
Okay, let's do it one more time. الحمد لله الذي عافاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفصيلا. You must have all seen the translation by now. So if you want to read with me the translation as well, so that you know what these words mean. And inshallah, if you learn things like that, small words, it will help you in future to kind of, you know, translate Arabic, inshallah, one day. So alhamdu means all praise. To who? Lillahi, for Allah. Allazi, the one who, right? Allah is the one. Afani, me means me. So the ya at the end means me. Who saved me? Mimma, from whatever you have seen. It could be an accident. It could be somebody in distress. You know, somebody died. Somebody had, you know, in these days had corona or any other stuff that you have seen. So you ask for protection from that. Ibtalaka, he afflicted. Again, the same thing that I just explained. Bihi, you with. Wafaddalani. And he favored me. Allah favored me. Ala upon kaseerim. A lot of them. So you must be hearing a lot of things happening. A lot of people getting affected. But Allah chose you not to get affected. Right? He protected you. Mimman. From whatever. Khalaqa. He created. Tafzeela. Preferably. So even everything that happens to a human being is, of course, with the izin of Allah. But when we make our du'as, and we do what we need to do, there is still, subhanAllah, Allah's mercy that Allah keeps us protected. There are a lot of people, you know, some of them would say, oh, we did all kind of precautions. We did this and that. But subhanAllah, still, you know, this thing bad happened to us. Or so-and-so happened. So this is because even if you do everything, it's Allah's, isn't it? It's Allah's, you know, wish. Or this is how it's ordained. But then Allah has given us these beautiful du'as, because du'a is one thing that can change your written. Whatever is written, your qadr, you know, that can be changed by du'a. So if you make a du'a and you have faith in Allah, inshallah, Allah will protect you. As you can see all these pictures down there, people who get afflicted. When you see those people, be very, very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are not one of them. Alhamdulillah. Let's do this dua one more time and inshallah we'll end our session. Please memorize this dua and teach it to your parents, your siblings, to your loved ones, inshallah. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah allazi afani mimma abtalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. All praises for Allah who saved me from what He has afflicted upon you and favored me more than many others He created. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, do memorize this dua. Inshallah, we'll also try to memorize it with khair. And with this, I let you all go. Please enjoy the rest of your time with Sister Javeria. And don't forget in your duas, when you're making duas, before you break your fast, please don't forget me and Ahmed Mustafa in your duas and all your loving teachers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين another beautiful dua to add to our lives الحمد لله so go ahead can you all say this together one time let's try if you can all say this together I'll say it once and you can all say it الحمد لله الذي عافاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا and of Of course, we will be looking forward to listening in your homework group. So go ahead, your turn. Alhamdulillah, beautiful. Okay, and what are you going to do? Are you going to see somebody in pain and you're going to say that? You know, in a way that he can hear it. So no, you just make this dua by yourself, and you know, you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, that you have protected me from this. But at the same time, you make dua for that person. Allah relieves that person's stress as well, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them too. Right? Alhamdulillah. Yes, he would feel bad. That's so true, Abdul Hamid. So that's why we don't say this loud in front of anybody who is going through that. Right? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fi, mashallah, you guys are so incredible and so knowledgeable. All right. So, Aman, go ahead. You wanted to share something? Okay, Aman, if your hand was raised and okay, Jazakallah khair. The other person just removed the hand. Okay. All right. So, what are we going to do next? Let's see, who can tell you, what are we doing next? Day of Judgment was last time, right? So pillars of Iman, and what one pillar of Iman was remaining? How many total pillars of Iman? Question for you, a quick quiz question for you. How many total pillars of Iman? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Correct answer is 6. So if you wrote 6, give yourself a high 6. Stretch your both arms, 3 fingers out, and give yourself a pat on the back. Excellent. All right. So 6 pillars of Iman. Number 1, I believe in. Go ahead. Fill the blanks by typing. I believe in. Number 1, Allah. Number 2, angels. Very good. Number 3, wa kutubihi. Right, my goal is that you memorize this all together. So, amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi is number 3. Number 4, wa rusulihi and the prophets. And number 5, wal yawmil akhir. And last but not the least is, because today is wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala. So, and the destiny, the al qadr is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very good. Qada and Qadr, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. MashaAllah tabarakallah. Now, this is the belief of fate and destiny. Okay? So go ahead, open your notes now and let's write down some things that you're going to discuss today with your family. If you want to write in your own simple words, go ahead and write that and we will talk about it. What did you take away from knowing Al-Qadr? Okay, so these words, as you wrote there, Qada and Qadr, these are used interchangeably depending on the context, but they do have their individual definitions. Okay, so kada, like qaf, bad, alif, hamza, it refers to decree, whereas al-qadr, you know, we have the Laylatul Qadr also that is coming up, by the way. So you know that we find it in the last 10 blessed nights of Ramadan. Inshallah, I hope you have amazing plans for that, which is better than 1,000 nights. Yes, so Qadr, it refers to destiny. The reason they are used interchangeably is because the destiny, Qadr, is based upon Allah's decree, which is Qada. So this basically sums down that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-powerful and the all-knowing, and nothing in this world happens except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, let it sink in for a little while. This is not to be confused with the loss of free will. Okay, I hope you understand that. Everything is destined and determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us free will. He allows us to make our own decisions and our own choices. Like right now, you have a choice to make some beautiful notes, to make an impact, to teach people at your own home, to spread the khair to others. So these are all choices. And these choices are like that you make within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge as well, right? So I'm going to give you an example, right? So let's see. Let's look at a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, he said that the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created was the pen. And he said to it, write. And the pen said, what should I write? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, write all that will occur. So in that hour, everything in that was supposed to happen until the day of recompense was recorded. Okay? So the concept of this is that Allah's plan of creation is there. What he has shown us of it, we know and believe in. And what he has hidden from us, we accept and believe in it. We do not dispute with Allah concerning his actions and rulings with our limited minds and comprehension. Rather, we believe in Allah's complete justice and wisdom, and that he is not to be asked about what he does. May he be glorified and praised. So if you ever used to wonder that, why am I short? Why am I tall? Why am I like this or why am I like that? From now on, we believe in the qadr of khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. We will believe that yes, Allah, everything that happens to us, the events are in our life, everything has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? If you are with me, if you understand this far, then go ahead and type one, that yes, you believe that everything is there with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Now sometimes, mashallah, barakallahu fi, now sometimes for us it gets difficult, you know, like then the feeling of the loss of control. Okay? If everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows, then what's the point of working, right? So what's the point of doing anything, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows. It's a thought that comes to somebody who is like a control freak or something. So these are like your inner battles with qada and qadr, subhanAllah. And, you know, we understand, subhanAllah, that we must accept that Allah has control over everything around us. He control over our hands, our lives, and the world's rotation. He has control over everything. But he does give us free will. So we can make choices. Okay, and what kind of choices? Either to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to make a choice in this life is completely up to you. Okay, so it's basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware when you're going to be born, when you're going to die, what's going to happen. But then you have a choice of what you're going to do in this life. So whatever you may be going through in life right now, know that this is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he tests us because he wants us to grow, to be stronger, to strengthen our iman and taqwa. And once we submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we say raditu billahi rabbahum, where we are pleased with what Allah has decreed for us, we are happy with what Allah has given us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants for you. Okay? And so we believe in the fate, believe in His plan, and believe in the destiny for us. So what do we have to do? Go ahead and write that. We have to be patient and we have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright? We have to be very, very patient and we have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what is happening. Okay? So it's just like, you know, it includes four things. When you read in detail, when you grow up, you will read more and more in detail about this. But this I can tell you, if you want to be the happiest person in earth, then your belief in Qadr is going to be really, really strong, inshallah. All right? And you know that anything and everything that happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا. He has created everything and has ordained for it a measure. And إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Nothing is hidden from God in the earth or in the heavens. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of each and everything. And there is a record of everything that has happened and will happen in a tablet called Lawhe Mahfuz. It's just like you are watching a movie. You don't know what's going to happen next. But the person who made that movie, the person who was the director, he knows how the story is going to end. What's going to happen to this character? Because they already picturized it. They already have it in the record. They already have stored it in their movie place. You are just about, you still have to watch it, but they know, right? So Allah says in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Did you not know that God knows all that is in the heavens and the earth, and He is all in, it's all in a record. And surely it is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I was talking to some people, you know, back in time, they may have difficulty understanding that. But for smart kids like you in 2020, it's very easy for us to see how data can be stored, right? And how many much data can fit in one little laptop or one little device. SubhanAllah. We don't need registers. It's like so easy. So think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about the equipment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, has. So whatever Allah decrees to occur will occur. And whatever Allah wills not to happen does not happen. So anything and everything happens with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if everything was destiny, then wouldn't have given us the power to make dua, like, you know, so then what would we have done, right? So it's really, really important for us to understand that dua has the power to change things. So there are things which are written, but dua, when you make dua, the things can be edited. It's just like you make a request and they can make some changes in the original script, and they can say, oh yeah, you know, we have, we like your edit request, and we will make change in the master copy, and we can do that. So make as much dua as for yourself, right? What is the dua that you make for yourself a lot? Go ahead and type. What is something that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me that, right? Make me of that. So this dua is such a powerful tool. It's like your direct universal access to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can just raise your hand and you can say that. This happened to me yesterday, right? I was sitting at the prayer mat for Asr outside on the deck. And as we finished Salah, it was such a beautiful breeze blowing. It was such a nice weather, beautiful weather. And honestly, I was tired by that time. So I was sitting with my kids and I said, you know what, today I'm asking Allah to send me cooked food, you know. So Allah, you know, that's also something we can raise our hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah just send us some cooked food, right? SubhanAllah. And within like few minutes, the bell rang and I had some amazing scrumptious dinner in front of me. I was like, wow. So you can make dua and you can have whatever you like from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua is always, always answered, right? Always answered. Either you get it right away, you get it with a delay, some harm is moved away, or the best of all, you get it on judgment day. So as believers, let's think about this Al-Qadr. Come back tomorrow, inshallah, if you have any questions on this, or you want to have a more like a discussion, and tell me, how do you feel? How do you take Al-Qadr in your life? right? So inshallah, you can write in your notes that I am too blessed to be stressed, right? Whatever I have is because Allah wanted me to have. And whatever I did not get, it's because it was my qadr. It was qadr Allah that this happened. So this will make you really, really a happy person. And how many of us like to live a happy life? Go ahead and type one. If you want to be a very happy, happy person, then go ahead and type one. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all the happiest, happiest people on the face of this earth. And may Allah make you the most happiest at the time Al-Qariya and Mal-Qariya is happening, right? So inshallah, we will do some more verses tomorrow as we get some lessons from Surah Qariya. How are we going to be the happiest person on that day? But Jazakallah Khair for your very active participation. MashaAllah, Tabarakallah. And this is the blessed month of Ramadan. So, in, you know, enjoy this blessing and read as much Quran as you can. وَإِيَّكِ جَزَاكِ اللَّهِ خَيْرٍ. And you will all be part of our du'as as wonderful students, mashallah. And you know what, how you can be in the du'as of your teachers more? By doing your work very nicely. So when the homework tab will open, you submit your du'a that you learned today, seeing someone in distress. Next week is going to be our final week, so we have very special thing coming up. We will be doing a mini project together, and you will be making it. And inshallah, you can share it, and we will tell you, I'll give you all the details, how you're going to put it on the WhatsApp group and how you want to do it. Yes, me too. So you guys can put in your suggestions if you want to continue this journey. Go ahead and let the admins know. You know, for this week, discuss Qadr today in your home from different aspects. Ask, you know, your family, what is their input on Qadr? And tomorrow, let's come back again for a very good discussion around it. And inshallah, if you have any suggestions, you want to continue learning, then go ahead, send email to Kids Course and Nurul Quran Institute. Any feedback, any suggestions, any queries, what would you like to learn? You can have all that, inshallah. And Arwa, if you're not in the WhatsApp group, again, send a comment and send an email to this email address here, so it will make it easy. And anybody listening or making up from the recording also, if you have any concerns, suggestions, this is KIDS, Kids Course at NurulQuranInstitute.com. So send that, inshallah. All right. This is so beautiful, Aman. At the start, I was a bit hesitant because I thought it wouldn't really understand, but now I don't want to leave. I feel like giving you a virtual hug, right? This is the barakah, this is the blessing and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So keep your sharings together. We will try to take your sharings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reason for many, many millions of kids out there who think the same way. They think Quran can be boring, who think maybe, you know, learning Islam is, I don't need it. But subhanAllah, they just need to know the right things, and then they can make the best of their life here, and they can make the best of their life hereafter, inshallah, right? How many of us would like other friends to benefit from amazing learning like this, right? Go ahead and type one if you want. So many friends out there who don't even know about the best man who ever walked this earth to know about. Is there so many kids right now, they don't even know what is Ramadan? SubhanAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. It's my dream, it's my personal dream to teach those people all about Islam. And all of us here are striving for the same. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you all the great, great, great ambassadors of Islam. So inshallah, see you tomorrow. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. By time, mankind is in loss, except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of haqq, and who reminded each other to be patient. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ أَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And there is a reminder message for you. Please read it. So once you are leaving, once you are finishing this class, just make sure, give your mom and dad a big tight hug and keep each other in your precious du'as through this blessed days and nights of Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وهدى ورحمة اللهم دع وارزقني تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار واجعله لي حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح لي ديني الذي هو عصمة أمري وأصلح لي دنياي التي فيها مآسي وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها مآبي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر اللهم اجعل خيرا قريبا وعملي خواتمة وخير أيامي يوم ألقاه وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه اللهم هنية وميتة سوية ومرسا غير مخزي ولا